Hi, this is Greg LaFalla, recording a special edition of Intersection Live. Today I have my friend, a regular columnist, Doug Sleater, with me. Doug, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy day to talk with us today.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
We are here at the Sleater Group Conference, ready to announce tomorrow the winners of your annual Awesome Add-ons. That's an interesting process. I know what an awesome add-on is, and I know you do. That makes two of us. My guess is there's a lot of listeners out there that don't really know what this is. So to give me the history, how long have you done this? What are we doing and why?
Yeah, this is about our third year. It's exactly our third year of giving these awards. And what really I'm trying to do with the awesome QuickBooks add-on, I actually modify that to say QuickBooks, because
okay.
What I've done is I've created a list of criteria that qualifies these software developers and sometimes hardware developers who add value to the QuickBooks user base by solving problems that Intuit doesn't.
Okay. Now, some of these, I know, just to clarify this, so all of the winners hook on to and feed into and work tightly integrated with QuickBooks, although many of them also integrate, for example, with Peachtree, Microsoft Office Accounting, some other things, but in this case, not necessarily. Is that right?
Absolutely. Some of these developers are QuickBooks-only add-ons, and
okay.
Some have become larger companies that have come down and begun to do QuickBooks integrations in addition to other things they've done.
Sure.
Or some of our QuickBooks-specific people have decided to go and integrate with Peachtree or Microsoft Office Accounting or those. BillQuick is a good example of one of those companies that they just do tight integration with a lot of different accounting software products.
Okay. So that's probably a good example. There are things around, I know, the inventory world and the timing billing world, some of these are very, very narrow that Intuit is just simply never going to get around to building specialized products that do all of the things that, say, a landscaper might have to do. But these companies don't want to have to go out and write a general ledger and the base stuff. So these companies just say, okay, QuickBooks, you do that, and then I'll do the specialized things.
That's exactly the reason why Intuit opened up QuickBooks to third-party developers.
And they did this SDK just within the last, 3 or 4 years ago?
I think it was 2002, the
okay.
first...
5 years
yeah,
back.
Yeah, it's already 5 years.
Right. Yeah, they said, you know what, we can't be all things to all people, so we're now going to start playing nice, mm-hmm. and we're gonna open up our product and make it more convenient, more possible for people to pull data out and to push data in some cases, right?
Absolutely. I like to think of it as if you think of QuickBooks as a program that does accounting and it does, a lot of different management reporting and financial statements and a lot of things. That's a program and it does these certain number of things. What Intuit decided to do is they decided to turn their program into a platform.
Right.
And a platform is something that other people can use to base their products on. And as long as that platform stays relatively stable, they add new features over the years about what you can or can't do with that platform. That allows the third party to do what they do best. So like landscaping, good idea. I'm a perfect landscaping software management system, and I use QuickBooks for my general ledger.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting idea. When I first heard you told me you were going to award these awesome add-ons, and I think that year you gave 10 or 12 of them, and I thought, well, that must be about everybody in the world. And then I found out very quickly it was not dozens of companies; it was maybe not even hundreds of companies. But there are, I don't know if there are 1,000, but there are a lot.
Yeah.
Of companies out there doing this, some of them not very well, some of them extremely well, some of them pretty big, some of them extremely small. tell me who's on your list for 07.
Yeah.
You'll give these guys a little preview.
Well, yeah. I'll go down the list of the winners. I think you described it well. There's some of these companies are large companies that have decided to also include QuickBooks in their lineup of products. Some of these companies are little tiny companies that have this cool thing that I consider awesome. So I try to look at the people who design superior software, who do great integration with QuickBooks. That means they pay attention to the things I consider really important, like treating the general ledger transactions correctly. I mean, that's kind of important.
Right.
I think you would agree. Right. But anyway, let me just tell you the names of the winners.
Okay, let's run through
those. People are wondering. Yeah, so we have Mysis SBM. That's a small business manufacturing product.
And if you're listening to this, you can just go back to the email. They'll all be listed there, so you don't have to worry about spelling or websites or anything.
Yeah, no note taking necessary.
Right.
Also, I found finally a company that does e-commerce really well. PDG Commerce is the product from PDG Software.
That's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. I think that is actually how they initially.
Okay, we'll leave the darn alone.
Yeah. And here's one that's not really an integrated application, but is a platform in itself. It's called InSync is the company. They have this thing called e-accounting, which is online hosted QuickBooks applications.
So taking all the work out of an ASP.
That's right. It's essentially an ASP.
Okay.
If that's the
third one.
Yeah, and then QuickBooks themselves, Intuit themselves, have a winner this year. QuickBooks Point of Sale. Oh, I just am so impressed with the point of sale offering they have. Now, that product is in about its sixth year.
Right.
It has come so far from the early. So if anyone has ever looked at that product a long time ago, right, they're probably saying, no good. No, right, please look at it again.
So QuickBooks POS.
Yeah. And then UniResMan. This is a hotel-motel reservation system.
For the mom and pops.
For the mom and pops.
So
hotel,
they can keep
right
up with the Hiltons and all
right
the rest of
make
them.
Make them really look good. And it integrates with QuickBooks,
okay,
of course. True Commerce has an EDI solution, so
electronic data interchange.
That's right,
okay.
EDI for small business who also need to use QuickBooks.
And so this would be for a business, a very small business who might be a supplier for a large business who says, if you want to sell to us, you have to be EDI compliant.
Absolutely.
Here's your solution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. If you sell to Walmart, you better have EDI because
right
they won't buy from you if you
exactly
don't. Fishbowl Inventory. This is a little company that now has kind of become, I think there are 50 people in that company already,
uh-huh,
and they've done it all on adding really good inventory solutions around the QuickBooks space. And
if you're trying to do inventory with QuickBooks, you understand why there's an add-on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that how many more do we have?
Right. Well, there's about just a few more here.
Okay.
BillQuick is time and billing done
okay
right. I mean, they just
right
fill out that space better than anybody I know.
Very, very strong company. They do accounting and engineering and consulting and
yep
all sorts of people who sell time.
That's
and they're one of these cross-platform ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for people in those areas, great stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
I like to kind of call that a horizontal vertical.
Exactly.
And the vertical is the time and billing, but the horizontal goes to all these different marketplaces.
Right, okay.
Adagio FX is a financial statement design tool that
right
takes the QuickBooks information but lets you really publish good-looking financial
right
statements.
And there are so many accountants that I've talked to that say, you know, we like QuickBooks, but we don't want our statements going out looking like QuickBooks because we don't want people to look and say, oh, they just use QuickBooks. You
yeah
know, the fact is, yes, we do, and we like it, you know, but we like our financial statements to be a level above what the
standard
client
is. Yep.
might have.
And
Adagio is good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and then they add a little more slice and dice ability
right
to it as
right
well. So it's
okay
a very nice tool.
Okay.
Activate is another thing, another sort of inventory world product. It's from a company called Alterity, and good for distributors, wholesalers. They really fill out that space very well. So
okay
similar to the Fishbowl offering, but Activate has really impressed me. They
okay
they've been in the business a long time
okay
too, so they're not new
sure
at this at all.
Sure. Okay.
LeGrand CRM. CRM is something I feel so strongly for small business owners. If you don't have CRM, you got to have it, because if you don't have CRM, you don't even know what your last conversation with your customers are.
Right.
And so I just think they have a great product with LeGrand. They've been in the QuickBooks marketplace now for 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
They're a multi-year winner of our award.
So several of these are actually multi-year winners.
Several of them, okay. Yes. The other one is PayCycle. Now,
okay.
PayCycle is a little different in that it doesn't quite end or integrate directly to QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
It does use the IIF interface. And for the techies among us, that just means that there's more of an import of the data from your
right.
payroll. But PayCycle is a great payroll, online payroll offering, and they've just always impressed us. In fact, PayCycle was founded by some Intuit guys,
right.
so they
right.
get the problem
yeah.
very
right.
well.
Well, the interesting thing is, in some of these areas, QuickBooks does kind of offer, well, payroll
mm-hmm.
they actually do offer, but maybe for some people, not as well as
yeah.
the, like the, for example, the pay cycle or the financial statements. Or, so
right.
these things do either do what QuickBooks does but do it better, or do things that QuickBooks just was never designed to do.
That's
so
really
that's why they're add-ons.
Yeah, okay. And with PayCycle, I wouldn't say better, but and I know that wasn't what you were suggesting. I would just say different
strokes,
different job.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you gotta have a paperless in here somewhere.
Yes, I sure do.
Okay.
Cabinet NG has always impressed me since they came out. Those guys understand what it takes to both do the filing of electronic documents and also plays well with the QuickBooks product in the sense that you can look up transactions directly from within QuickBooks. So,
right. so I'm looking at a check and it says I paid somebody $50 and I can click on look at a copy
Where's
of
the
invoice.
Bill? There you go.
You know,
that's right.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And that's a great example of an add-on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of these are new this year. Real quickly, which ones of them are new?
The new ones were the first ones I mentioned.
Okay.
MySys, they're not a new company, but they're
right.
new on
when?
My list because I think they made some changes. I talked to them. I asked them to make some changes in order to better treat the QuickBooks integration, to take care of the items in inventory and those
sure.
some real nitty-gritty stuff.
Sure.
PDG Commerce, they have been in the market a long time, but not with their QuickBooks integration. So they're new on my
right.
thing. InSync Accounting, e-accounting, they have been around 10 years or more.
Right.
But I just finally looked at them. They got a license from Intuit to host the,
right.
the QuickBooks.
And that was a big deal. That's
a
big change for Intuit to actually endorse someone to do that.
That's right. And or license. I'm not sure the word endorse
well, okay.
is quite right,
well,
but
yeah.
whatever. But
right.
the point is they're legitimate and they really do a good job of what
right.
they do.
Well, these are really great indicators of the people that make up what we're now calling the QuickBooks ecosystem. It's
yeah.
all these things around QuickBooks that make life better for QuickBooks consultants, because you know there's so many of them that no matter what you're faced with, you can probably find somebody that solved that problem in a very, very granular way.
Yep. I don't have to tell, if I'm a QuickBooks consultant, I don't have to tell my client, sorry, you can't do that anymore. These application developers are starting to say, yes, you can, and here I've got the perfect solution. And you don't have to throw out QuickBooks, and we'll handle the data you give us, and I'll send the information to QuickBooks, too.
Super. Well, Doug, thanks so much for all the work that you do. You do the profession a real favor by sorting through these hundreds or maybe thousands. I know there's an awful lot of them, and finding these ones, holding them up, shining a light on them, and saying to the profession, here's some good things. Now, if you have any that you think are good that we haven't mentioned, be sure to let Doug know and tell him he missed the boat. And next year, maybe that one will be on the list. Doug, thanks very much for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you present these live tomorrow at your conference here in Las Vegas. You've got, what, 600, 700 people?
750 people.
Well, that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
I look forward to the conference. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.